This is Dakota Datebook for September 14th. Emma Kelly was quite an adventurous person, for she was among the first women to endure the extreme conditions of the Alaskan Klondike Gold Rush in 1897. She also established a farm in North Dakota as a homesteader on the south shore of Devil's Lake in 1904. On this date in 1904, the Bismarck Tribune described Emma Kelly as a writer of ability and a woman of culture who had fearless and romantic experiences before her arrival in North Dakota. Born in Kansas in 1873, Emma Leonidas Kelly was the daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Henry B. Kelly. Emma's father was a regionally known newspaper editor and Kansas state senator, and Emma had worked in the newspaper office before graduating from college. By age 22, Emma Kelly was a sales representative for a Kansas City paper. In 1897, Emma moved to Chicago to work in newspaper advertising, but she grabbed an opportunity to go to Alaska to the Yukon Klondike Gold Rush with financial support from a Chicago business syndicate. Fully outfitted with cold weather clothing, plus a Bowie knife, revolver, rifle, and shotgun, Emma traveled to the gold fields. She got rich with her own shrewd mining claims, returning to Kansas after 1 year with $50,000 and plenty of gold nuggets. For some years thereafter, Emma wrote magazine articles about her Alaskan expedition and also went on a lecture tour, telling her chilling far north stories. In 1904, Emma Kelly heard about land becoming available in North Dakota when the U.S. government opened up 100,000 acres of the Devil's Lake, Spirit Lake, reservation for outsiders to join a lottery for a chance to settle on the land. 'Twas a good deal for outsiders, but it was devastating long-term for the tribe. Emma Kelly, age 31, got lottery number 37 and chose land on the south shore of Devil's Lake, paying $4.50 per acre for her 160-acre homestead. 2 years later, she married Lewis S. McClelland from Kansas, a railway passenger agent. They bought 800 nearby acres, living alternately in Kansas City and at their 1,000-acre Devil's Lake Ranch. By 1912, the McClellands moved to New York City, but supervised their ranch during the summer. Lewis died in 1922, and then Emma died in New York in 1934. Memories of the once-famous Emma Kelly McClelland as gold miner in Alaska and farmer in North Dakota have now faded into history. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Dr. Steve Hoffbeck with research by Isabella Grafstrom. I'm Bill Thomas.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.